This is Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. It's Sidell.
I don't know what happened there. I just left you a message. It cut, completely cut. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, I think I found one of the issues. Okay. So, Liddell, so we have certain programs that go off Experian. We have certain programs that go off Equifax, and we have certain programs that go off TransUnion. One of the issues is, and there's a few different ways to look at this, and can you grab a pen and I can give you some options?
Okay.
I definitely want to find a solution for you. That's my goal. It's not to, you know, have you chase your tail.
Okay. I'm ready.
So, the first solution is this. With some of the credit issues, because there's some lates recently on some... There's some lates on what are viewed as, like, the most important accounts, which are home loans and auto loans. There's a recent late of at least 31 days on an auto loan, and there's a late of towards last year on the mortgage. And that, with some of the credit issues and tax liens due to revenues, is somewhat concerning to them. So option one is this. We get something to strengthen the file. Well, how do we strengthen the file? Well, we add something that shows, hey, there's the biggest fear in this kind of industry is the refusal to pick up the phone. And I will tell you, I have a customer recently that we financed about $250,000 of, and when things got tough for them, they refused to pick up the phone. Now, the reason they refused to pick up the phone is they're actually really good people. They probably got overwhelmed. But oftentimes with equipment financing, and working capital, if someone's credit is beat up, they don't really see a value in their credit. So they're like, look, it's okay to ruin my credit. I don't care. And they just won't communicate. I think the way to potentially, option one is this. If we add something to strengthen the file, we probably could get this approved. How do we strengthen the file? We add on an additional signer. The loan still goes into the business. You're still the primary signer, but we add on an additional signer, co-signer, wife, brother, someone in the business who has some strong credit, not an 800, just has some good solid credit history to strengthen the file. That's option one. Option two is there's a program we use, and I can't guarantee you approval, but it goes towards the Equifax credit report. Unfortunately, and I don't know if this sounds accurate, on Equifax, your credit has pretty much no history. There's no history showing up on Equifax. So the accounts that I'm talking about, your mortgage, your car, your credit cards, that really doesn't show up on your Equifax. So option two is getting information over to Equifax and having them correct that. Now, how long can that take? The short and sweet is very long. But I don't know if that's something you'd like to take a look at, but that is one issue on one program. The third option I can provide, because I know time is always an issue. Just so you know, on Equifax, you have no active accounts at all. There's zero accounts and only three inquiries. So you could call Equifax. Can I give you the phone number?
Okay.
Their phone number is 1-800.
Okay.
465-7166. Yeah, 7166.
7166. Okay.
And so you could call them and just say, hey, look, I'm applying for funding for a loan, and my Equifax is zero. What's going on here? And they might, I don't work for them, so I can't promise you anything. They might give you an answer that's quick. They might not. I don't know that. What's another option? Well, so first option is an additional signer. Second option is potentially and or sorting out the Equifax issue. There is one other potential option. The other potential option is this. There is a lender that I partner up with that sometimes can help in these situations where they really don't base any of their decisions off credit score. They don't really even look at a credit profile. They look at you as the business owner. what the good news is, I think they would understand your business to the extent of how it seasonally goes in and out. Right now is a slow time, and I think they'd approve you. What is the bad side of it? Well, they're highly, highly invasive. They ask you everything. They ask you for 2 years of tax returns. They ask you, you know, interviews. It is a very painful, painful process. And for many of the customers that I've dealt with and vendors, you're like, look, I don't have time to screw around with this. My opinion is that probably the best way to get your file approved and maybe hopefully across that finish line is to add an additional signer or wait a month or two until the cash flow improves and then reattack this situation.
Okay.
And I know I've thrown a lot of information at you, so I'm here to answer any questions.
So, okay, I got a couple questions.
Sure, go ahead.
Did you see when you looked at my credit history, or the business credit history, did you see that we was just approved for additional funding from PIDC?
PIDC. So no, I don't see that. I'm not the underwriter on the digital transaction. I'm kind of their mouthpiece here. So the underwriter is giving me some kind of feedback. What kind of funding do you have approved with them?
$350,000. They what they did is I had a line of credit.
Okay.
$250,000. We termed that $250,000 line of credit out, and we turned it out to a term loan. And they approved me. They gave me another line of credit for $350,000 working capital towards contracts.
Okay.
And if they looked, they can see the UCC filing in that regards. So I mean, if we were that bad, you know, and we're part of the you know, I'm one of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 small businesses.
I think that. I understand what you're hinting at, and if it was my decision, I would just give you the money because I think you're the kind of person that would pay it back because you don't sound like shady, you don't sound like you're trying to hide anything, and I deal with customers like that there's always an angle for them, and I don't really see anything at you giving an angle, but we can't leverage the fact that someone is giving you money towards contracts to justify an approval. It's just not it's not part of the underwriting decision for business credit. It's cool to hear that you got that line of credit, it's nothing that I can add.
Okay, and let me ask you a question. Then credit from some of the other suppliers, like MIS, MSI, $25,000, kitchen and bath, $30,000. That don't hold water either.
Just because you have business credit from vendors doesn't mean it necessarily gets reported to the business credit from what we pull. The business credit that my underwriting pulling is very, very thin. It's very, very limited. So the issue is perhaps a lot of the credit you have, and I have this conversation a lot of it is there. I mean, this is my thought. So I'm just going to read you one of the, when we're an underwriter, we also work with other lenders to try to get you an approval. One of our underwriters replied this. It's a light credit profile with recent delinquency, so that's a late payment, and lack of recent or active credit references. So what does that say to me? If they just say declined, then it's like, all right, don't even try. But what they're saying is, hey, look, There's some good news. Risk is defined on three basic factors: credit, time in business, cash flow. You got the time in business, all right? You got decent credit, just it's light. Right now there's not a lot of cash flow. I think, and it's not like I'm not trying to force your hand, but I would strongly suggest, are you married or single?
Married.
How does your wife's credit look?
She has some lateness on hers. Her score is a little higher than mine, but she has some lateness because we were slow. You know, we last few months we were slow.
Okay.
So we fell behind. Yeah.
I mean, here's what I would do, and this is my thought, and it's kind of like no harm, no foul. If you're comfortable, like I said, and I can put it in writing, and it's in the contract that actually the loan does not go under personal credit. There's not like I know people are sensitive to that, so the funding doesn't go under personal credit. What I would suggest is, number one, I would hang up and call Equifax, and I'd say, like, hey, what is going on with my credit history on Equifax? I have all these accounts. Can this get corrected? But what I'd also suggest is, you sent me an application. Add your wife's information on the bottom. Just have her put her name, her social, and have her sign it. Let me send her credit over to the underwriting team. They can get back to me in 2 hours and say, hey, look, this credit history is enough to take it over the edge, or it isn't. But that's what I would suggest.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. And then can you let me know what Equifax tells you?
Sure. I will. I'll get on the horn with them and find out and see what we can do. And I guess that's about it for now. Okay. All right. Very good, Ruben. Thanks for calling back. And
I'm looking forward to working hard and getting this deal done for you. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, brother. You got it.
All right. Thanks. See you next.
Bye. Bye.